The Northern Territory has just become the latest jurisdiction in the country to open the door to reforming laws around sex work. In many states across Australia, sex workers can still face criminal penalties or intrusion by police while on the job. But advocates for the industry say there is now a groundswell of change happening nationally. Amelia Turzon reports.
Why is safety illegal for sex workers in Queensland?
It makes no sense to me, but it's true.
Across Australia the last few years, there's been a growing push to relax laws around sex work, with advertisements like this one broadcast on community radio in Queensland.
Decriminalise my work.
Decriminalise sex work.
Elena Jeffries is a sex worker in regional Queensland.
Where I live, in Townsville, we used to have two brothels. Then we had one, and I was working there, and now we have none because the licensing regime is so onerous. So I don't have a lot of options here in Townsville. I can work as a private worker, but everything to do with my safety is criminalised. In Queensland, I'm not meant to be checking in with other workers when my clients arrive or when my client leaves. That is criminalised here, and the police are heavily involved in policing it.
And she has had experiences with police before.
I've had police, undercover police, come to my place of work, pretending to be a client. Extremely unnerving. It made me feel very fearful for my privacy and confidentiality.
Across Australia, there's a mashup of different laws around sex work, with some states like the Northern Territory and South Australia completely outlawing brothels, while some, like New South Wales, allow them to be run without licences. The state-by-state differences are so complex that it led Elena Jeffries to complete a PhD on the state of the laws across the nation.
And I found that here in Australia, sex workers have been articulating very clearly since the 1970s for the removal of police as regulators of our industry. What we call that model now is decriminalisation.
That push is now growing, with Queensland's Attorney General confirming late last year that it's considering decriminalising sex work. Legislation to relax laws in South Australia will also be debated this June, the 13th attempt at reform there. And now the Northern Territory has opened the door to reform as well, with its legislation currently open for discussion.
What we need is clarity and we need safety, and what that means is the full decriminalisation of sex work.
Leanne Melling heads up an advocacy group, SWAP-NT, for the Territory sex workers. In the Territory, solo sex workers are currently prohibited from seeing clients in their own homes, as this would constitute as an illegal brothel.
It's really hard for any workers who work in the Northern Territory to make money back, put flights on top of that, and then if you live in the Northern Territory, have mortgage payments or rent payments, and then try and work out of a hotel as well.
The discussion paper on potential reform that was just put out by the Territory's Attorney General claims that in the last few years, there's been a rise in the number of so-called massage parlours offering erotic services on the side. Consultation regarding changes to the Territories Act is open until next month, after which legislative changes to decriminalise brothels could forge ahead.
Amelia Turzon reporting from Darwin.